Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, you'll know my next guest, I think, probably as a pop star from his days in The Wanted. A dancing star, possibly, from Strictly Come Dancing. When was it, back in 2015, I think it was? A stage star, though, was his roles. He was in the likes of 222, A Ghost Story, last summer here in Dublin. He's back. He's on the stage this time again. He's playing a pretty iconic role. Jamie Guinness, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty well.
Good. I want to talk everything, but they're going to kick things off with Pier Street Library. Because
yes.
You probably don't know if Jay expected this. Probably my listeners are going, what are you talking about, Dave? But you love Pier Street Library. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you've done some delving there.
I do delving. I like to delve every now and again when I've got a guest coming in.
I was writing my draft of my fantasy novel in Pier Street Library the whole 3 months that I was here in Dublin. And man, just what a great atmosphere. You get in there surrounded by bookshelves, wooden floors, and I just did some serious hours in there. And it was my little routine.
Okay, so your routine would have, because you were on stage with 222.
That's right.
And you, as I said, you were here for months. It was like you were living here. So I think that's such a great experience to get to live somewhere else, but to not just go, okay, I'm here on holiday for 2 weeks or even a few days. But when you're in a routine, in a working routine, and then on top of that, as you said, you got to go somewhere to actually put this book together, which is brilliant.
I loved it. And you know, we did all the stuff you'd normally do, escape rooms and park runs and all that kind of stuff. And after they'd pour out of the Olympia Theatre, all the theatre goers, and we'd be in the pubs with them chatting to them.
Amazing.
But yeah, in the day, I just strolled around and the weather was pretty good for the time of year. And I just strolled into the library and man, I've got great memories of it.
That's great. I mean, because there's so many options. There are so many libraries around, but that Pier Street one, I think, gets overlooked a little bit because that stretch of town, people don't think to go there for a cultural enrichment of this nature. Do you know what I mean?
There's a big long walk. There's a bakery that quite a lot of people queue up for, which is a perfectly lovely bakery. And then the library comes on your right. But I like that it was out of the way.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Brilliant. Right, we'll get back to more about the book and everything later on. But let's talk about Anne Juliet, because you're doing this show. Now, I spoke to Dr. Raj Singh about this last year. I spoke to him about it. And it just, to me, is just the dream, because I love a musical, but I particularly love pop songs. And I have a musical hero who was a guy called Max Martin.
Oh,
who
yes.
You'll know and I'll know. Before I worked in radio, being Max Martin was my dream. And it's what I worked to try and do for years. And write pop songs, produce pop songs. And this guy was always the guy to aim for. Now,
for decades.
To give people a perspective, the top three songwriters in the world ever, in terms of number ones, are Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and Max Martin.
That's right.
It's insane how many number one hits this guy's written. So now you get to go on stage and live through these unbelievable songs, this show, Anne Juliet. So in case people haven't heard of the Dr. Rand shot or whatever, what is Anne Juliet?
It's a reworking of Romeo and Juliet, and it kicks off with the player saying, "Welcome to the first performance of Romeo and Juliet. Welcome to the stage, William Shakespeare." Out I stroll.
You're William Shakespeare,
And then I sing "Larger Than Life" by the Backstreet Boys, and everyone goes, "Huh?" And then my wife comes out, whose real name back in the day with William Shakespeare was Anne Hathaway. She says, "Babe, why does this 14-year-old girl drink poison just because one relationship didn't work out? Why don't we remix this and let's rewrite it?" And Shakespeare is very affronted.
Okay.
But they spend the rest of their play writing back and forth, and you watch Juliet, a young, young girl who sings the absolute living whatever out of these songs.
Yeah.
Eight times a week. This girl is 5 foot nothing and the voice of an angel.
Wow.
It's just phenomenal. And then we put on a pop concert and we rewrite the play with Juliet trying different love interests and venturing out into her life. And at the end of the show, we get a bunch of often very young girls just waiting to meet the girl that was Juliet. Where is she? She
couldn't know.
And I think, that used to be me. And now the baton is firmly in these young girls' hands. It's such a joyful show.
I mean, to give you an idea of what Max Martin has written and to give you an idea of the songs that are in the musical. Okay, so you said Larger Than Life. There's a couple more Backstreet Boys songs. I Want It That Way's got to feature, right?
That's right, it does.
A lot of Britney.
Yes, Juliet sings a lot of Britney.
Juliet sings a lot of Britney. So, Baby One More Time, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. Oops, I Did It Again. There's Jessie J. Domino, Robin Show Me Love, Kesha's Blow. There's Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, I Kissed a Girl. Ariana Grande's in there.
Bon Jovi.
The Weeknd, Bon Jovi, Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, Kelly Clarkson, Celine Dion. It's just, what I love about this is it's so feel good.
It is. It's impossible not to laugh because it completely takes the mess out of itself the whole time as well. And it was written by the guy that wrote Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
So the script itself is like absolutely balmy funny.
Amazing.
And I genuinely realised quite quickly that I'm a little bit of a punching bag. I go out there and like, like Justin Timberlake, so amazing. In his day and still got so much talent, but now he's a dad.
Yes.
So he's doing the same dance moves and you go, he's amazing. And now he's a dad.
Dad, yeah.
And William is a little bit of that.
Okay.
He really, really believes his own hype and his wife's like, babe, I think this is a little bit embarrassing. And so I just
let you know.
Go out there and, you know.
Well, the great thing is you get now to say that you've done Shakespeare on stage.
Not as you ever imagined.
No, exactly. You actually say, well, and someone goes, already watched you? He goes, no, actually, I was Shakespeare. Yeah. You don't understand. I'm Shakespeare on stage.
And he does a lot of that. He quotes himself throughout the show.
Oh, brilliant.
He's very pleased with himself.
Excellent. The Wanted. I'm glad you came on Today FM. Jay McGuinness from The Wanted sitting across from me. Jay, good memories when you hear that song.
Yeah, that song isn't just a song to me. That's me being 21 with the boys, being on the beach in Ibiza. And, we didn't know that the song was going to be big, but we knew we were happy to be there.
Yes. Sure. You're 21, you're shooting a music video on Ibiza to a song. That's all got to be good. But
there's shots in there of our hairstylist was called Dave. He's in there playing football in that video.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was really our like family for a long time there.
Yeah. And I mean, look, we've heard these conversations over and over again, but in terms of The Wanted, you know, right now you guys are all doing different things. And, and are you good with that? Obviously, such sad news about Tom, but I mean, are you guys good with where you guys are at now?
Well, like I've said, like saying the words never say never is like very tired, but I do think for me, going out and singing those songs, which are really uplifting, would just be a bit too much for me at the minute.
Yeah.
But Max and Steve in particular love doing that and they feel closer to Tom for doing it and being close to the fans makes them so happy. So while me and Nathan are still sort of figuring things out, we like absolutely want them to go in and fill their boots, live their life.
Totally.
And at some point, maybe we'll all reconnect and see if there's new ground to spread. But until then, I think we've all been through a lot together over the years. And, I think we're a bit more mature than we used to be. And I'm like, just as long as you're happy, boys. Do
it makes sense.
Happy.
That's a really, really mature way to approach it, in fairness, because these band dynamics are often quite difficult. From the outside, it looks so easy. You'll just get together and do it. But it's four humans, five humans. It's the lives of people coming together and people are doing different things. You do a lot of different things. You're acting now. Obviously, you're on stage a couple of weeks in the Bord Gáis. February 25th, by the way, to the 8th of March is when Anne Juliet is going to be on. See BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie for more. But you've also written a book. We talked about that in relation to the Pierce Street Library, but where did the impetus to do that come from?
I always read fantasy. Like, all of my childhood bookshelves were just full of fantasy.
Same.
And my dad had, like, old school dusty volumes of stacks of a bunch of, bunch of different types, whether it was, like, Terry Goodkind or David Eddings. And I just read it over and over and over again.
Any Raymond E. Feist in your collection at all?
Oh, who's that?
Oh, I recommend him highly.
Okay.
A book called Magician. Start there. You'll absolutely love it.
I'm always ready for more fantasy.
Amazing, yeah.
And then just by hook or by crook, I was in a publishing house and they said, do you want any books? And I went with a tote bag and said, how many books is cheeky? And then they just started a conversation. Would you be interested in writing? And away I went for a year and shopped it out to some publishers. And do you know Scholastic, the publisher?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I know them from being a kid and they'd come to my like primary school and they'd give you a little magazine of books that were £1 and you'd tick a little menu.
The ones you want, I remember that, yeah.
And now they are my publishers.
Wow.
And I love it. I love getting, I send over my edit, they send me an edit back and go, what do you think about this? And I didn't use my brain for 10 years in the world. And now it's just been really nice little release to do that.
That's such a great thing. To have that interest and then be able to kind of pursue it in that way is brilliant. So congratulations on that.
No,
can't wait to read it. I ask these quick fire rounds of all my guests
before I go,
right? So what are you currently obsessed with, Jay?
What am I obsessed with? Oh, okay. And this is quite broad.
Go on.
But I've got heavily into TikTok.
Okay.
And I wasn't a big TikToker, but now the algorithm knows me deeply. And I'll watch someone that's trimming a cow's hooves or refurbing a house or a lot of like haircuts and hedge trimming.
Interesting. There seems to be some connection, yeah. So you're consuming rather than doing TikTok dances?
I've done little bits. Actually, I did do a really cringy TikTok dance.
Nothing wrong with that.
Apple, Charlie XCX one. But I did have elf ears.
Okay. So that makes it fine.
Yeah. But no, I don't think some people are just really good, aren't they?
They are.
Phone
yeah.
in their hand and a baby's christening or a wedding is there. But for me, that's work. But I have just spent way too many hours watching people in remote corners of the UK and the world trimming animals.
I hear you. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Who's probably one of the guys from The Wanted. I'm never good at crossing streams with other people. Well, I got very close to Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud in a musical.
Okay, yeah.
And Harry Judd, I've done shows with him. So there's some...
There's pretty famous people. Yeah, I like that. Think back to when you were about 8 years old in school.
Yeah.
Did you bring a lunchbox to school with food in it, or did you have school dinners?
We flip-flopped. We would go, depending on whatever my parents' circumstances were, right. We'd do different ones.
Okay, well, go to the lunchbox then. What would have been in that?
A cream caramel yogurt, an egg or a cheese sandwich, because I was veggie, quite young. Probably like a Freddo bar, crisps, maybe fruit.
Sounds pretty good to me. Sounds like a lunch I'd eat today. And the final question I asked Jay is, because I don't, so I like to know from my guests, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Okay, I saw this. Okay. And I have never washed my legs.
Thank you.
And now I do.
No, Jay, don't succumb to pressure.
I just thought, man, I don't know how long it's actually been since my knees got a scrub. So now I do.
I guess I just believe they don't need it.
I also get out now and feel itchy. So I feel like I'm drying myself out. But then I don't want to be moisturising after a shower.
Who was it the other day? Somebody said the other day that they do wash their legs now. And they get Lawrence Kinlan. So Lawrence Kinlan, amazing Irish actor, said no, he never washed his legs. Then he heard this conversation on the radio station and went, okay, I'll wash my legs. And then when he washes his legs, he breaks out in a rash. I'm like, don't wash your legs.
Yeah, we got to love our natural oils.
There
maybe.
You go. Keep them all on your body. That's all I say. Mm. Yeah. Jay, we look forward to seeing you on stage as Shakespeare and at Juliet. It is on in the Borgosh Energy Theatre from the 25th of February to the 8th of March. It's going to be amazing. Hit after hit after hit. Jay, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
Dave Moore on Today FM.